Thai voters heading into the polling booth early on Sunday morning. It's an election that some say could be the most important in decades. As he registered his vote, the current Prime Minister urged Thais to do their democratic duty.
I would like to invite people all over the country, all ages and gender, who are eligible to cast their vote. I want as many people as they can to come out.
The Prime Ministerial candidate from the main opposition party, Per Thai, looked calm as she came to vote. But was she feeling optimistic?
Yes, of course. I have a very good mood, actually. So, yes, I'm excited.
But as she cast her ballot, she'll be very aware that election results here are rarely simple. Her party is already under investigation by the Election Commission.
I don't have any concern. I just, I'm just cheering for Thailand, for the people to just come out and, you know, use their rights. That's all I wanted for now.
The deciding factor could be Move Forward, whose party leader was also hoping for a high turnout. Their message of reform could take more support from the military-backed parties or split the opposition vote. As the day drew to a close, so did the polling stations. Under the watchful eye of election monitors, officials started to call out the count. In Bangkok, it was clear that Move Forward had made significant gains, achieving a clean sweep of seats in the capital. But at the party headquarters, none of the jubilation of an outright win.
At least there's only two parties that have passed the 100 milestones, and the incumbent did not manage to pass that at all. So I think the probability of minority government is almost zero now.
At Per Thai HQ, a significant change of mood too. The two opposition parties almost neck and neck, neither with a clear victory.
Smiles, but a rather muted departure for the leaders of Per Thai. They had been hoping to announce a landslide after this election. Nonetheless, what is clear from this election result is the Thai electorate has chosen to say no to the military government that's ruled it for so many years. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.